The Vine and the Branches. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not produce fruit, he cuts off, and every branch that produces fruit, he prunes so that it produces more fruit. You are now clean, thanks to the message that I have spoken to you. Remain rooted in me, just as I remain rooted in you. Just as the branch can't produce fruit on its own unless it remains rooted in the grapevine, so you also can't produce fruit unless you remain rooted in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Anyone who remains rooted in me and I in him produces much fruit, because without me, you cannot do anything. Anyone who does not remain rooted in me will be thrown away like a branch and will wither. Then the withered branches will be gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain rooted in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you want and you will receive it. My Father is glorified in this, that you produce much fruit, showing that you are my disciples. As the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. So remain rooted in my love. If you have been doing what I commanded, you remain rooted in my love, just as I do what my Father has commanded and remain rooted in his love. I have said this to you so that you may be as joyful as I am and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment: love one another just as I have loved you. No greater love can be found than for someone to sacrifice his life for the sake of his friends. If you do the things I've commanded, then you are my friends. I won't call you servants after this, because a servant doesn't know what his master is doing. But I have called you my friends, because I've made known to you everything I heard from my Father. You didn't choose me. I chose you and appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you everything you request in my name. So then, this is my commandment to you: love one another. The world hates the followers of Jesus. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before hating you. If you belong to the people of the world would love you as some of its own people. But I have chosen you out of the world, so you're no longer some of its people, and this is the reason it hates you. Remember what I told you: the servant is not greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, then they will persecute you as well. If they have been doing what I told them, then they will do what you tell them as well. They will do all this to you because of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty, but now they have no excuse for their sin. Anyone who hates me hates my Father as well. If I hadn't done miracles among them that no one else had done, they wouldn't be guilty, but they saw my miracles and they hated me and my Father. And this fulfilled the statement in their scriptures: they hated me for no reason. When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father, he will bear witness about me. You also will bear witness about me, because you have been with me from the beginning.